We had ash cans with or smoke screen cans, 55-gallon drums on the back. In case, like I say, those U-boats would come, we would turn those ash cans loose and cause a smoke screen. But we had an emergency drill ring, you know, the ring. And we always slept with a life jacket. You couldn't go to sleep without a life jacket. You wore your life jacket continuously to eat, sleep, everywhere. And we had this abandoned, that wasn't abandoned ship, it was a precaution drill. And we all went outside. I was laying under a bunk because it was my time off of the engine room. I went outside with a t-shirt and a life jacket, and we seen smoke coming out of the rear end, and we thought that the ammunition was going to blow up. And you don't think about it at the time being, and one of the boys said, "I'll go," and it was still very rough sea, so he tied himself to the catwalk with a chain and tied himself to the catwalk and walked back there, and that's when we found out it was just one of the drums that had broken loose and was creating all the smoke. And it's a funny thing, after he said that, then I like froze to death after I had no coat on or nothing, but you run so high, your adrenaline runs so high that you don't feel anything. But after you found out it wasn't anything, then I like to froze to death after.